So, hey, Ron.
What's going on?
How are you, bro?
I'm doing great.
So what are we hitting on? Again, you know what? You keep sending me notes, and I keep losing them.
Right, Ron.
I've kind of accepted it as tradition. It's kind of part of our thing.
It's the last two times I've done it. I'm really bad about it.
But, no.
I lost my list.
We can go NFL first, college first. Your choice.
I don't care.
Flip a coin.
College.
Let's go, yeah, college.
All right. A few predictions, you know, start off with. You know, it's that time. It's August. Time to start making crazy predictions, and everybody yells at me. That's my favorite part. First bold prediction, South Carolina head coach Steve Spurrier will be fired by the end of the year.
Fired or will leave on his own.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I would not be surprised if he resigned. That is not a crazy choice because he can't. I said when he got there, people were like, he's going to win a national title. I'm like, you ain't winning a national title in South Carolina because guess what? I don't care who you put over there.
Well, I just think a lot of people are picking them to be second in the SEC East. I don't see it at all. I think they could be NW in fourth. Anyway, second prediction, USC will not win the Pac-10 title.
Really?
Who's going to win it this year, Cal or Oregon?
I would say it's between Cal, Oregon. And see, people always forget about Oregon State. Nobody ever talks about Mike Riley. He's one of the most underrated coaches in the country.
But he still has both the Rogers guys?
Yep, Jacquizz and James Rogers.
Okay.
Well, and also, USC is really young, and this is a year where it falls, where they actually have 6 road games. They have at Ohio State, and then the Pac-10 plays 9 conference games. And it rotates every year where you have 5 home games or 5 road games. This year they have 5 road games. So they have 6 road games total, and they're a really young team. Usually you'll drop a game or two that you're not supposed to when you have that many road games and you're a young team.
Wait till they bust out Mitch Mustang and the Wild Trojans.
All right, and my third prediction, I guess, the Mountain West will continue to establish itself as a big-time conference.
I was trying to make the case yesterday, the Big East, since they don't have any top 25 preseason teams.
Mountain West is already bigger than the Big East. Mountain West is already better than the Big East, I would say.
Top to bottom, or top heavy?
Well, let me go in. I got some great notes on that.
Because here's the thing. I said that if you're gonna give the Big East one, you should give them one. I think they ought to take one away from both of them. And whoever happens to have the better team, put them in there because I don't think the Big East in general deserves an automatic. And there have been years where, obviously, there have been 3 or 4 really, really good Big East teams, but there have been years where the Big East was kind of doggy.
Right. Well, we know with the Mountain West, you know about TCU, Utah, and BYU. Those are the 3 obvious up at the top. But 3 middle-of-the-pack teams to the bottom teams made really great hires this offseason. New Mexico hired Mike Locksley, the offensive coordinator from Illinois. He's a big-time recruiter under Ron Zook. He's one of the main reasons Illinois, Ron Zook's always had those very good recruiting classes, have done better.
Unlike Ron Zook, can he actually coach once he gets the talent there?
He's actually a really good offensive coordinator. And then Wyoming actually hired Missouri's offensive coordinator, Dave Christensen.
So yes, he's a great guy.
They're going to install that offense. And then San Diego State hired Brady Hoke, the 12-1 coach from Ball State last year. They also hired a defensive coordinator, Rocky Long, New Mexico's all-time winningest coach. He runs the 3-3-5 defense. It's crazy. They blitz every down. Among coaches, he's well-respected around the country.
Back to Dave Christensen. He looks a little bit like Kenny Rogers before the plastic surgery to me.
But they've hired some really good coaches, and even Air Force is 17-9 the last 2 years.
Air Force is very good.
I mean, Troy Calhoun has done a really good job there. And one of the things they've done is eight of the guys on their staff went to Air Force. So, like, everybody buys in. They have really great chemistry between the coaches and players, and that's why they get the most out of their players.
How did the Mountain West do last year in bowl games other than the Alabama loss to Utah?
I think they did well because TCU beat Boise State.
Okay.
So that was a big win for them. BYU lost to Arizona. Colorado State beat Fresno State. And I think Air Force won their bowl game. I'm trying to remember.
I think you're right. This is all off the top of your head. This is very impressive.
It's a lot to remember off the top of my head, but I'm trying to.
Freak. That's amazing. I don't even remember who won the national title last year. So, well, of course I do, but you know what I mean.
Right. And I think Nebraska will be a huge disappointment.
Yes! This is the best news ever. Pat has a
Nebraska.
I hate a lot of things about Nebraska. Yes.
I can't. They lost every skill position player except for their tight end, Mike McNeil. They have only 6 starters back on defense. And within the Big 12 North, they have to play at Missouri and at Kansas, the other 2 good teams in the Big 12 North. So the schedule doesn't set up. They don't have anybody back. I don't buy into it at all. I don't see they're going to go play at Virginia Tech and get whipped. I don't see anything positive about Nebraska's season. They're going to be any better than 8-4.
They're going to lose to Iowa State, too. Watch out.
Uh-oh.
I'm kidding.
That's probably not going to happen. But
probably not.
Luck.
What else you got?
I got a couple Arkansas predictions. With so many teams in the NFL switching to that 3-4 defense, instead it kind of changes the way scouts evaluate defensive players. I think Adrian Davis will emerge as one of the top hybrid defensive end outside linebacker prospects going into the draft and maybe go in the top 2 rounds.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, I like that.
He's that talented, and he fits the outside linebacker defensive end hybrid 3-4 very well for the NFL.
Okay.
And I think DJ Williams will be a first-team All-American, not an SEC All-American. Forget Jermaine Gresham. DJ Williams, best tight end in the country.
I like that. Very good.
I'm looking at the Big East and the Mountain West side by side here, and it's not a foregone conclusion. You guys seem convinced that the Big East should be, the BCS should be taken away.
Well, no, I mean, obviously West Virginia and Pittsburgh, I mean, they have excellent programs.
And Rutgers.
Well, I didn't say taken away Rutgers because it is all about money still.
Rutgers is Missouri, Joe. Rutgers has shot their thing. They've done their deal. They've made their run. They're done. They'll be back to just mediocrity.
They won like 6 games in a row last year with a young team at the end of the season.
I'm going to run it down alphabetically for you. Big East, Cincinnati, Connecticut, Louisville, Pittsburgh, Rutgers, Syracuse, South Florida, West Virginia.
Pretty good conference.
Does this sound any better than TCU, New Mexico, BYU, San Diego State, UNLV, Utah Air Force?
San Diego State's horrible. But there's not a conference that they could play in.
But 3 years from now,
they'll be less horrible.
They had the best hire of anybody in the Mountain West this offseason. And San Diego State is actually a little bit of a sleeping giant out there in Southern California.
It should be. I can't believe how bad they are.
I think three years from now they'll be drastically better.
Head and shoulders. I know the rankings this year in the top 25.
I would say right now, top to bottom, you could still, especially when you go all the way down to the bottom, you could give the Big East the edge.
Then how else would you do it?
But I'm just saying right now, I'm saying 3 years from now, I would say it's not even, Mountain West will be way ahead 3 years from now.
Whoa, hire. Button bar.
Syracuse can't get worse.
No. South Florida seems like they're just getting better.
They're good.
They've peaked.
Right?
They peaked 2 years ago.
Okay, even if they peaked, that's a pretty good peak that they're going to be at.
So is Rutgers, I think.
I mean, West Virginia.
It's a great debate.
Pittsburgh's a great football town. They're always going to be good. Louisville has some kind of, Petrino goes back there. Maybe it'll be all right. I don't know. I got the Big East.
You got business?
It's close.
Yes, we do, as a matter of fact.
12:53, wrapping things up. Ron Runs here from sportsoverload.com. Check out the website. It is a free.
Yeah, we just do free fantasy football, handicapping, NFL draft, mock drafts, all kinds of good stuff every day. We're putting up new stuff, so go check it out. All your fantasy information.
One more quick note from college before we get to a real quick NFL note. There was some breaking news on ESPN. Apparently, I guess it's Corp. Is it Corp or Cor? How does he pronounce his last name? Corp. The quarterback at USC went down the knee injury. So you think, hey, you're right. No. Barkley, the true freshman, getting snaps with the first team now.
I heard Corp, though, was going
to
be back.
Well, they just talked about it.
To make it a competition.
Well, he just went down the knee injury.
I saw it yesterday.
Well, they were just talking about it. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, Barkley
looked good in a practice or two.
Well, he's the one. He's getting snaps with first team, not Mustang.
No, Mustang, yeah.
That's a bad deal, man.
Well, Barkley's a beast.
And Darren Evans of Virginia Tech also went down after the year. He's the star running back for the Hokies.
Are they going to be good, or are they going to disappoint as usual?
Well, the thing
when
is...
When they're 8 or 9, 10 games, get to the ACC championship game, and then...
Right. I was going to say, the other 11 teams in the ACC are like 6-6. So if you're just 8-4 in another conference, you're the best team in the ACC. So Virginia Tech, by default, was going to be the best team in the ACC. But now without him, that brings a little bit closer to playing field. Maybe Georgia Tech sneak in there.
What do you have for us in NFL?
Well, I think you're going to like it. I got a sleeper in the NFC and the AFC. My NFC sleeper is the Green Bay Packers.
Whoa!
I think you're going to like this one.
I love it.
Happy twice, buddy.
See, they got new defensive coordinator Dom Capers going to come in and bring in that 3-4 defense.
Yes.
And they drafted perfectly for it. You have to have a huge one technique D tackle and B.J. Raji. Got him. You have to have depth at linebacker, Clay Matthews. They had a quiet offseason, no Favre talk, little turnover on the roster. I think their chemistry's in a good place, and they got a ridiculously easy schedule. Cincinnati, St. Louis, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Detroit twice in the division. That's 7 given wins right there. I think Green Bay goes no worse than 10-6, probably 11-5.
Wow.
All right, what about in the AFC?
In the AFC, I'm jumping on the bandwagon a little bit, but the Houston Texans, I think they're finally going to get it together. They've been knocking on the door for a few years now. Andre Johnson is establishing himself. I guess, after Larry Fitzgerald, is the second best wide receiver in the game. They've got RB Steve Slayton. Mario Williams has made it look obvious that he was way better than Reggie Bush, even though he got all the heat way back when. D'Amico Ryans is the captain of that defense, former Alabama linebacker. I really like this team. The AFC South is the best division in football. I still think they may only be third or fourth in the division, but they
break. Are you a Tampa fan?
I am a Tampa fan. Tampa Bay is going to be like the 29th best team in the league, so that's fantastic. But actually, because our schedule is so hard, we may actually have the worst record in the league.
Who do you want to adopt? Adopt the team?
You know, before I was a Bucs fan, I was a Jacksonville Jaguars fan, so I may transition back over to the Jaguars here soon.
Keeping it in the state.
So we'll see how that goes. And my Super Bowl is the Patriots over the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, the Eagles?
I got the Eagles, but not the Patriots.
Let me ask you guys this. Will Donovan McNabb kill himself if they get back to a Super Bowl and don't win? I mean, this poor guy has been at the very precipice of greatness how many times?
So close.
Been able to pull it off.
So close. What, Philly will kill him before he gets to kill himself.
Four NFC championship games?
Yeah.
Five.
Five. Yeah, five now. That's right. Wow. Only one Super Bowl appearance, no Super Bowl wins.
It's amazing. But again, it's kind of like Va Tech. It's like they haven't won at all, but they've been really consistently good. I mean, that's the thing, and people say, oh, they're disappointing. Well, guess what?
Of course, I would like to see how good Virginia Tech would have been over the last 10 years if they just played in the SEC instead. Because whenever they play like an SEC team in the non-conference, like LSU a couple years back, it gets kind of nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see how. I mean, they've been really good in the Big East and ACC.
So you're saying the ACC is way overrated?
ACC, yeah.
Except for Miami, Joe. They're fantastic.
Oh, they're going to be better.
No, sure. They definitely will be. SportsOverload.com is the website. Ron, we appreciate you coming in, man. It was good seeing you.
All right. Thanks for having me, fellas.
When are we going to get you? We'll get you on again here in the next week or two. There's
Sounds
so much
great.
More to get on.
So much more to talk about.
All right.